Friends, where do you stand in a relationship with
Friends,
the Lord?
Friends, where do you stand in a relationship with the Lord?
Do you know about Jesus dying on the cross?
Do you know about Jesus can be forgiven
and about his resurrection
can give you another opportunity
to give you another opportunity
to form a relationship
and have your name
secured and written in
and have your name of life secured.
Friends, have you given eternity in the book of life?
Are you aware that this life that we have here on earth?
Are you aware that this is life that we have here on earth?
This is not the life that he's going to
One day we are going to have brand new bodies.
One day we are going to have brand new bodies.
And we're going to be part of Jesus heaven.
And we are going to be part of God's kingdom.
We are going to be part of God's kingdom,
the sovereign God of this universe.
God, we will be
sovereign God of this universe.
And he will be walking a journey with us.
And he will be walking a journey with us.
And there will be no more pain.
There's going to be absolute suffering.
And that is what the Lord wants for you and I.
And that is what the Lord wants for you and I.
Or if you haven't given that a thought, friends,
or you're not interested in it, I would like to say to you that
forming a relationship with Jesus
tonight is a relationship with Jesus.
And there is no one else, friends,
to turn to.
There is no one else,
really
to turn
get
to.
Tough.
When
our
times
families,
really,
our friends,
really get
everybody's
tough.
Got families, their lives,
our friends,
to get on with.
Nobody can attend to us
24/7.
Nobody
you wake up in the morning,
who do you turn
when
to?
You wake
do you
up in the morning,
Lord, do you
who do you
say,
turn
Lord,
to?
Thank you for
turn to the Lord
day
you
provided
Lord,
for us.
Thank you, Lord,
for
taking care of me.
Thank you, Lord, for
taking care of me.
You say that,
Lord, thank you for my health.
You say that,
Lord,
thank you for my health.
Thank you for giving me the
friends. These are
do
all
the things that
I'm
able
the
to
Lord
do.
Friends, these are all
day
just
in
blessings
day
that the Lord showers us with day in and day out.
I know there are
people
out there that don't have a home.
I know there are
people out there
that don't have
a home, that don't have
food.
I'm aware of that,
and so is the Lord.
I'm aware of that, and so is the Lord.
Friends, but are you seeking the Lord
so that he can add everything else unto you?
He is the one who's able to allow his
perfect
will and purpose for your life to take place.
He's the only one that can offer you
the only one that can offer you
a perfect
will
and a perfect
purpose for your life.
There's no one here on earth
as much as people
promise
us this and promise us that.
The adverts promise us this and promise us that.
Friends, there's absolutely no security
in trusting
in
the world.
We need to find someone who's able to look after us, who
promises are the same yesterday, today and tomorrow.
Promises are the same yesterday, today and tomorrow.
Rules
the policies in the Bible,
commandments, they never change in the Bible.
Never
yesterday,
change
today,
in the
and
Bible,
tomorrow.
The same
and the Bible
yesterday,
is Jesus
today,
Christ
and tomorrow.
Print, friends.
And the Bible
and
is Jesus
the
Christ
same
print,
yesterday,
friends.
Today and
tomorrow.
And
his consistency
yesterday, today, and
is
tomorrow.
Absolutely
his consistency.
Wouldn't you like to
absolutely
be part of
consistent.
Someone
under
you
the,
like
under the shelter
of
his
wings,
under
the,
of the one
under
the only
shelter
true God,
of his wings,
Abraham,
of the one
Isaac,
and
Jacob,
only
who can
fulfill
every promise that he makes,
who wants the best
promise
for you,
who wants
to
prosper
for you,
who wants
every way
to prosper.
In
that
every
doesn't mean
way.
That there's not going to be downfalls and
that
problems
doesn't mean
in
that
our
there's
lives,
not
friends,
be downfalls and problems
when
in
we
our
face
lives,
these
friends,
problems
but
and
we
have these issues
when we
in our
face
lives,
these problems and
we
have these
joy,
issues
friends.
In our lives, we should count it all joy, friends.
We should count it all joy.
Because whatever happens in the name of
because
Jesus,
whatever happens in the name of
we
Jesus,
can be rest assured that the Lord is going to walk alongside us.
Rest assured that the Lord is going to walk
alongside us
throughout that entire
what a mighty God we serve.
What a mighty God
friends,
we serve.
Friends,
Psalm 16 verse 8 says,
Psalm 16 verse 8 says,
always before me,
I have set the Lord
because
always
my
right
me.
Hand.
Because
I shall
he
not
is
be
my
moved.
Right hand.
I
friends,
shall
what
not
does that
be
mean?
Moved.
That means that, friends, what does that,
that
mean?
That means that
we have set the Lord before us.
We have set
firstly,
the Lord
we,
before us.
When we set the Lord before
firstly,
us,
when
we
are both
when we set the Lord before us, we are
claiming
both
that
the Lord
is our God.
Claiming that the Lord
that we
is
need
our
him.
God.
And that,
and that
we
want
him
to take
and that
lead us
we want
in
him
the right
take,
direction, in the,
lead
in the direction
in the
that
right
he direction
wants
in
us
the,
to move in,
the direction
it
that
he
should
wants
have
us to move in.
Place in our
it means
lives
he should have first place
in
our lives and be
all we do.
Preeminent in all
when we get
we
up
do.
In the morning and have devotions.
When
does
we get up in the morning
are,
and have devotions,
free to
does
go about our day doing
are,
whatever we please.
Free to go about our day
doing whatever we please.
Not
at all. It doesn't, friends.
Once we've had
not
our morning worship or time, we are
once we've
to
had
continue
our morning
setting
worship
the
time
Lord
before
us,
making
to continue
him part
setting
of
the
everything
Lord before
we
us,
do
making him
the
part
day.
Of everything
every
we do
single thing
the
we
day.
Do.
And friends,
every
I can
single
tell
thing
you,
we do.
This verse.
And friends, I can tell you,
I use
this
it
verse,
and it works.
I use it and
for
the
it
most
works.
Silly things.
for the
what
most
people
silly
would
things.
Consider silly, Clint. How
what
can you ask the Lord to do such a silly thing?
Clint, how can you ask the
that
Lord
is
to
what
do
I
such
ask
a silly
the Lord
thing?
To do. That is what
from
I
the
ask
smallest
the Lord to
thing
do.
In my life to the biggest thing
from
in my life.
From the
smallest thing in
I,
my life
I
to the biggest thing in my life.
To go before
I
me.
I ask the Lord to
in
go
every
before
situation.
Me. Lead
in
the
every
way.
Situation.
Lead the
lead
path.
The way.
When I'm on
lead
site
the
doing
path.
A job and I'm stuck,
when I'm
I don't know which way
doing
to
a
turn.
Job
and I'm
asked
stuck,
the Lord
I don't know which way
to
turn.
To go before
I've
me.
I've asked the Lord this morning to go before
and
me.
He does all the time, friends. He
and
leads
he
me in the right direction.
All the time, friends.
I don't
he
always
leads me in the right
listen
direction.
To his prompting.
I don't always listening.
Then
listen
that
to
is
his
when
prompting.
I fail. That is
and
when I make life
then
difficult
that is when
for
I
myself.
Fail. That is when I make
because
life
I think
difficult
I'll just
for myself.
Go my own route quickly.
Because I think I'll just go my own
meantime,
route quickly.
The Lord has prompted me and the prompting
meantime,
is strong
the Lord
normally.
Has prompted me and the prompting is strong normally.
I can tell you, friends, when you ask the Lord
I
to go before
you. I can tell
you,
friends,
when you ask the Lord to go
when
before
you. When you submit to Him in totality.
When you submit to Him in
you
totality.
You receive a peace upon you that
you
surpasses all understanding and you're able to
that
relax.
That surpasses all understanding and you're able
and
to
get
relax.
On with whatever you are busy with.
And get on with whatever you are busy with.
Including trying to sort out the problems
including
and the trials and
trying
the tribulations.
To sort out the problems and the trials and the tribulations.
Including the issues that we face.
Including
day.
The issues that we face day to day.
The Lord helps us. We can sit and we can relax
helps
and
us.
Get on with
we
it.
We can sit
continually
and we can relax and
focusing
get on with
on
it.
The Lord.
Continually focusing
and
on the Lord.
Listening to His promptings.
And listening to His promptings.
Friends, the Lord will never prompt you in the wrong direction.
Friends, the Lord will
never
prompt
never
you
ever.
In the wrong direction.
Never ever.
But it's our choice whether we want to listen to
but
His
it's
promptings.
It's our choice whether we want to listen to His promptings.
He's a mighty God, friends. When we follow Him,
He's a mighty God,
are friends.
When
we
follow
Him,
of
we are following the Master of perfection,
the Master of caring,
the Master of caring,
the Master of compassion,
the Master
of love,
of compassion, the Master of love.
And friends, I don't believe for 1 minute that there's one
friends,
person
I don't
in
believe
this world
for 1 minute that there's one
who,
person
who doesn't
in this world
want peace in their life,
who wants
who doesn't
chaos
want
in their
lives
in
all
life.
The time,
who wants
I don't
chaos
that.
In their lives all the time.
I
but
don't
I can tell
that.
You that if we continue to follow this
but
world,
I can tell
and
you
not
that
have
if we
Lord
continue to
lives,
follow this world and
we
not
are
have the Lord
to
in our
end
lives in chaos,
we are going to
in
end
our own
up
lives
in
a
chaos.
Lot of chaos in our own lives.
In our own lives,
this world
of chaos
is doing its own thing.
This world is doing its own thing.
In most instances.
It's ungodly
most
things
instances,
that are taking place, friends.
It's ungodly things that are taking
there are
place, friends.
People that want to control us, as I've said before.
There are people
that want to
control
us,
lead
us
in
before,
an ungodly
wanna,
direction.
Want to lead us
and
in an ungodly
direction.
And we need
and
to chase
do it forcefully
in the name of
and
Jesus.
And we need to chase
we cannot
us
do it on
in
our
the
own.
Name of Jesus.
We cannot do it on our own.
We need the Lord by our side 24/7.
We need the Lord
7.
By our side 24/7.
And we need we need to pray upon our families
and
our children and our
pray upon
our families
and
our
friends
and
the people that we come into contact with.
Our friends and the people that we come into contact with.
He's the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and there is
the King of Kings
and the Lord of Lords, and
there
is
no
other
friends
that we can
choose.
No other
above the God of the Bible.
We can choose.
He doesn't want us to worship
God of the Bible.
Idols. He doesn't want us to worship any other idols.
Nothing in this world.
Receive a greater priority
must
in our lives.
Receive
than
a
the Lord
greater
Jesus.
Priority in our lives.
Nothing.
Than the Lord Jesus,
because He's the one who paid the price.
Nobody
because
else.
Because He's the one who paid the
we
price.
We should pray
nobody
and seek
else.
Guidance about the decisions we,
should pray
we
need
to
make.
Guidance about
problems
the decisions
that
we
arise.
Need to make.
The quality
problems
of our work,
our
arise.
Relationships,
the quality
with
of
associates,
our work,
our
relationships
with associates,
our witness before others,
people
our
who
witness
need
before
salvation,
God's
people who need
for
salvation.
Our lives.
God's
that is
purpose for
what
our
the Lord
lives.
Wants us to do,
that
friends.
Is we,
he wants
us
to what
the
seek
Lord
him
wants
first.
Us to do, friends. We, he wants us to seek.
He
him
wants
first.
Us to do His will
in every
he wants
area
us to
of
do
our
His
lives.
Will
every,
in every
single
area,
area
of our lives.
Just
every
remember
single
that
area.
Our bodies are the temple.
Just remember
of
that
the Lord
our bodies
in
are the
temple
totality.
Of the Lord in its in totality.
It's not just our mind. It's not just our heart.
It's not,
not
just
our
mind. It's not
thoughts.
Just our heart. It's not just
in
our
totality.
Thoughts.
In totality.
We are the temple of the Holy Spirit, friends.
We are the temple
of the
Holy Spirit,
live in a way that
and
the Holy Spirit
live in a way that the
would
Holy
be able
Spirit
to work in our lives.
Would be able to
in
work
other words,
in our
in a
lives.
Humble manner.
In other words,
submissive
in a humble
to
manner.
The Lord.
Submissive to the Holy
to the
Spirit.
Lord.
That when
submissive
He speaks to us,
to
that
the
when
Holy
He talks
Spirit.
To us, either
that
through
when he
God's
speaks
word,
to us, that when He talks to us, either through God's word
or
by prompting.
Through all by prompting,
by circumstance,
or by circumstance, somebody
with godly wisdom in our
somebody
path, with godly wisdom in our path.
That is how He deals with us.
That is how He deals with us.
Friends, we cannot find anyone.
Friends, we cannot find
anyone
with
the
more
power
of
the
Lord God Almighty
than the power of the Lord God Almighty.
And He's, when you're a Christian, you receive
the power
when
you're of a the Christian, Holy Spirit
you receive
the power
for you
of the Holy Spirit
to take in you,
total
and it's for
advantage
you
of it
to take
and use it in the most godly
and effective way possible.
In the most godly and effective way possible.
In the most godly and effective way possible.
As He leads you and guides you.
Friends, I cannot tell you
the sort of
friends,
peace
I cannot
that
tell
I
you
have received.
The sort of peace
and
that
my family
I have received.
And
have
that
received,
my family
have received.
And that we have as we progress
and that
in
we
our
have,
relationship
as
with the
we
Lord,
progress in our relationship
we just
with the
become
Lord,
more and more
we
rested
just become more
in the Lord,
and more rested
in the Lord.
So much so that whatever happens,
so much so
we
that
know that the Lord is by
happens,
our side.
We know that
the Lord
journey
is
with us.
By
don't,
our side.
Don't
and
get
walking
me wrong. The journey with us. Don't.
We also
don't
go
get
through
me wrong.
Difficult times.
We also go through difficult times.
And sometimes you, it's like really
and
hard.
And sometimes you, it's like really hard.
But friends, we can get through it. It strengthens
our relationship with the Lord when we call
our
on
relationship
him more
with the Lord when we call on Him.
You know,
more
in many
and
instances,
more.
Sometimes we,
you know,
we just
in many
become
instances,
so spoiled.
Sometimes
we've got
we just become so spoiled. Either we've got
what, in whatever way,
or
what
we,
in
we
whatever
are just
way,
sort of satisfied,
we,
and
we are
we
just
sort of satisfied.
Don't need the Lord.
We just don't.
We
need
don't
the
need
Lord.
To pray to Him that much. We don't need to.
We don't need
look
to pray to
Him
that
much.
We don't need to look
we
up to Him.
We can just get on
much
with life because life is so good.
We can just get on with life because life is so good.
Friends, that is why things go wrong in our lives.
Friends, that is
the
why
Lord
things
wants
go
us
wrong
to,
in our lives.
To be able to,
the Lord
con-
wants us
continue to
call
to
on Him
to learn to
call on
Him
to call on Him
to learn
be in
to
situations
him,
where we must
to be
call
in
on
situations
him,
where
in
we
and day out
must call on Him.
Day in and day
and
out.
And in many instances, friends, things go so
and
wrong
in many
our
instances,
lives,
friends, things go so wrong in our lives.
We are actually forced to call on the Lord.
We are actually forced to call on the Lord.
Friends, He's a mighty God. He knows exactly
friends,
what
He's
doing.
He's a mighty God. He knows exactly
and
what
He loves
doing.
You. He loves me. Let us never
and
forget
He loves
that.
You.
The price
he loves
has been
me.
Paid.
Let
us
it's
never
finished.
Forget that. The price has been paid. It's finished.
He's a living God.
With
He's
a living
Holy
God.
Spirit within each and
with
every
a living
one of
Holy
us Christians.
Spirit within each and every one of us Christians.
And He wants us to call on Him and live the
and
way
He
wants
he
us
would
to
like
call
us
on
to.
Him
He's given us
and
a choice
as to
whether
we
like
want
us
to.
He's
or
given
not.
Us a choice as to whether we want to or
we
not.
We should be striving to honor Him in
we should
all
be striving
we do,
to
honor Him.
In
that is how we set
we do,
God
friends.
Before us.
That is how we set
and then
God
we must
before us.
Look to God as our
and then
guide.
We must
day in
look
and day
to God
out.
As our guide.
If we
day
call on Him
and
genuinely
out.
Seek Him.
If we call on Him and genuinely
seek
him,
His will and His guidance.
Seek His
he will
lead
and
us
His
in
guidance.
Every decision
He will
we
lead
face.
Us in every decision
but you know
we
what?
Face.
In many instances our problem
but you know
is
what?
That
we are
in
just
many
in
instances,
too much of a
our
hurry.
Problem is that we are just in
are
too much
we
of
want
a hurry.
Things to happen like yesterday.
We want things to happen like
because
yesterday.
We are moving in such a fast-paced
because
world.
We are moving
things
in such
must
a fast-paced
yesterday.
World.
And friends, that
things
is
must
seldom
happen
the way the Lord
and
works.
Friends, that is seldom the way the Lord
seldom
works.
Seldom the way He works.
He wants
seldom
us to
the
listen
way he
out for Him.
He wants us to
he will
listen
not only
out for Him.
Prepare us, but also
he will not
prepare
only
the way
prepare
for us,
but also prepare the way for us.
Come.
Everything
that
is to come when we say this.
Everything that is to come when we say this.
I have set the Lord always before me.
I have set the Lord always before me.
I shall not
because
be moved.
He is my right hand.
Psalm
16, I shall not be moved.
Verse 8. Remember
Psalm
that.
16, verse 8.
Recite
remember
it, friends,
that.
And speak it into your life.
Recite
every
it,
morning.
Friends, and speak it into your life every morning.
And then, when we set God before us,
and then
He becomes
when we
our
set
God.
God
before us, He becomes
our
God.
Our God.
Not G-O-D.
Our God.
G-U-A-R-D.
Our God.
G-U-A-R-D.
He will surround
our
us
God.
With His protection.
He will surround
us
with His
protection.
Anything,
no trial, temptation,
he will not
or danger.
Allow anything,
to
no trial,
beyond
temptation,
what
or danger
we are able
to
bear.
Threaten us beyond what we are able to bear.
Friends, we need to remember this. That he will
friends,
not
we need to remember this.
Allow us to
he will not
face any situation.
Allow us to face any situation of
any situation
of
temptation any situation
from
of
Satan
temptation
beyond what we
from Satan can
beyond
endure.
What we
and
can
the
endure.
Trick is, friends, to remain focused
and
on
the
Lord,
is, friends,
to remain focused
when
on
we
the Lord
feel
when
that we are going to be tempted,
when we feel
we need
that
to
we are
turn
going
from it
to be
and we
tempted,
need to face the Lord
we need
and say,
to
Lord,
turn from it and we need to face
this.
The Lord and say, Lord,
help me with this.
Get rid of this temptation in the name of Jesus.
Get rid of this temptation
thing,
in the
friends.
Name of Jesus.
It's remaining focused
thing,
on the Lord.
It's remaining
and focused
nothing
on the,
ungodly
on the Lord.
About it.
And there's nothing
it
ungodly
is being
about
humble.
It. And calling on the Lord
is
because
being
you
humble.
Need Him. And calling on the Lord because you
are
need
declaring
him.
That He is your Savior.
You are declaring
and
that
He
is
your
Savior.
You
and
you
to
aren't
him
turning
to
him.
Anybody else. You're turning to Him.
What a
to
mighty
help you.
God we serve.
And then,
what a mighty God we serve.
When God is before us,
and then
He will.
When
be
God is
our
before
delight,
us, He will
our
be
gladness.
Our delight,
our gladness.
Friends, He wants us to be
friends,
filled
he,
with an inner
He wants us
godly
to be
joy.
Filled with an
we
inner
will find
godly
joy.
Unspeakable joy.
We will find
by living
unspeakable
in His
joy
by living in
how
His
true
presence.
Is that, friends?
When you have
how
that,
true is that,
that
friends,
peace that surpasses
that,
all understanding,
that peace that surpasses all understanding,
you know that whatever happens,
you know that whatever happens,
that nothing will happen to you without the Lord's
that
permission.
Nothing will happen to you
and when
without
that happens
the Lord's
with the Lord's
permission.
He will
and
be
when
by
that
your
happens
side,
with the
be,
Lord's permission,
He will
be
right
by
there
your side,
guiding
will
your
be,
steps.
It's
will
for
be
you
and
right
I there
take
guiding your
to
steps.
It's
to
for
him.
You and I to take time to
and
listen
come and
to
rest in Him.
And then move
and
forward.
Come and rest in Him.
And it's all
and then
about
move
that
forward.
Relationship, friends.
And it's all about that relationship,
everything
friends.
Is to do with that relationship
everything
with the
is
Lord.
To
that
do
is what He is
with that relationship
in.
With the Lord. That is what
He
is
loves us so much.
He loves us
and
so
that,
much.
And Jesus has paid the price
and that,
already.
And Jesus has
finished.
Paid the price already.
It's
and so
finished.
No matter how bad you feel about yourself,
so
no matter
what
how
you
bad
think,
you feel about yourself,
you've
no matter
done
what you
too
think,
bad.
You've done that
for
is
the Lord
too bad.
To forgive you. Friends, I want to tell you.
For the Lord to forgive you.
Friends,
I
want to
tell
not.
You.
Look at the Apostle
that
Paul,
it's not.
Friends. He used to
look
persecute
at the Apostle
and
Paul,
kill
friends.
Christians.
He used to persecute
look how the,
and kill
how
Christians.
Look how the Lord has used him.
Look how the
he became
the Lord
one of the most
him.
Influential apostles
he became
ever.
One of the most influential apostles ever.
The Lord takes a nobody and turns him
the
into
Lord
a
takes
somebody.
A nobody and turns him into a somebody.
What does the world do for us? What does the world do for
when
us?
When we don't perform well, it's goodbye, lose
when
your job.
When we don't perform well, it's goodbye, lose your job.
When we do something wrong, people out there
when
don't
we
want
do
to something
forgive
wrong,
us.
People out there don't want
what
to forgive
the Lord
us.
Do?
He
what
can
does the
use
Lord
us.
Do?
He uses us all the time.
He can use us. He
He's
uses
able
us
to
all
use
time.
Us all the time.
If we
He's
will
able
just
to
allow
use
it.
Us all the time.
He forgives
if we will
us.
Just allow it.
If
we will
just
us.
Confess our sins.
If we will just
and
confess
repent.
Our sins.
And repent.
In other words, put in a concerted effort to turn
in other
from
words, put in a concerted
effort to turn from our wicked ways.
Friends, He loves you and you and I.
Friends, He loves you
and
that
you
love
and
I.
is inseparable.
And that
you
love
cannot
is
work
inseparable.
Your way into heaven.
You
as
cannot
be forced
your way
into
heaven.
As
every
I've said before,
other religion
to my knowledge,
or belief system,
every other religion
may be,
or belief system
is to do with
whatever
works.
It may be,
is to do with works.
You cannot, as far as the Bible
you
is concerned, you cannot
as
work
far as your
the
way
Bible
into
is
heaven.
Concerned, you cannot work your way into heaven.
That is done by accepting
that is done Jesus Christ as your personal
by
Savior
accepting
by faith.
Jesus Christ as your personal
because
Savior
you
by
can't
faith.
See Him. Because you can't see Him,
you are doing this by faith. You are believing.
You are doing this by faith.
That
you are
Jesus
believing
is alive.
That
Jesus
that is
salvation
alive.
Is only through
and
Him.
Salvation is only through
and
Him.
That is what gets you to heaven, friends.
And that is what gets you to heaven, friends.
I want to say to you tonight, if you've committed,
I want to say to you tonight,
no matter what
you've committed.
No matter what
Jesus
sin it
is
might
standing
be.
There with wide open arms,
Jesus
ready
is
to
standing
receive
there
with wide
His
open
kingdom.
Arms, ready to receive you into His kingdom.
And whoever the Father sends to Jesus,
and whoever the Father
Jesus
sends
will not
to Jesus,
turn away.
The Jesus will not turn away.
And Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
And
Jesus
no one
is
comes
the
way,
the
truth,
by
and
him.
The life. And no one comes
just
to
remember
Father
the
but
Lord
by him.
Cannot.
Just
the
remember,
Lord
God
the Lord
cannot
deal with sin.
The Lord God cannot deal with
that
sin.
That is why we pray in the name of Jesus.
That is
why
we
go
pray
in
Jesus
the name
to
of
get
Jesus.
To the Father.
That is why we go through Jesus to get to the Father.
Friends, He's a mighty God.
You and
friends,
I cannot begin to imagine
God. The
you and
magnitude
I cannot
begin
of His
to imagine
might. the magnitude of his might,
we cannot begin to imagine.
But I also want to let you know, friends, that there are consequences when we do not follow the way of the Lord.
There are consequences.
And when we do, there are also consequences.
And when we do, there are also consequences.
There are good consequences and bad consequences.
So I want to say to you tonight, friends, if you don't know the Lord,
tonight
is a night
for you to form a relationship with Him.
Is He kingdom ready to receive you into His kingdom? Ready to start a relationship with Him? He's standing there with wide open arms, ready to receive you. Are you going to fall into His arms tonight or not? Are you going to fall into His arms tonight or not? Are you going to turn around and say, Lord, not tonight? I'm a little bit too busy now. I've got things to do. I'm a little bit too busy now. Let's have a look at it tomorrow. Friends, I want to tell you, tomorrow doesn't belong to me. Doesn't belong to you, and it doesn't belong to me. And when you will be on earth, that is His prerogative.
And you and I just don't know.
I look at the number of people that are passing on. The people that I know of. Friends, tomorrow does not belong to us.
It's time for you to secure your position in eternity.
Your position in eternity
in the kingdom of God.
Tonight.
I'm urging you and I'm speaking to you with a sense of urgency.
Don't procrastinate.
We just don't know when it's going to happen. When the Lord is going to call us, friends.
I can't tell you how many people I know of.
He was in a wheelchair for many years, and he was a really good friend of mine.
He did national service with me years ago.
And he had an accident and he ended up in a wheelchair.
And then a year before he passed on, he came out to South Africa from the UK.
Clint, I know what you do. I know what you stand for.
But I want nothing to do with it.
My friends, when he said that to me, what do I do?
Besides, say, Lord, please stir this man's heart so that I can speak to him or do whatever I need to do.
But when a person is so stubborn, his heart is just like a rock, like a stone. There's no flexibility. He's made up his mind. That's it. I'm not doing it.
Friends, that leaves sort of a leaves. Well, left me in a situation I didn't quite know what to do. He passed on in the UK. And I said to my wife, where has this guy gone to? What has happened to him? I will never know. It's not for me to say. He could have committed his life to the Lord. He could have committed his life to the Lord. Many people do. But I wouldn't have known that.
But I wouldn't have known that. He wouldn't have known that. But I wouldn't have known that. The Lord is not interested in our pride. The Lord wants our hearts to be humbled. So that we can rely on Him in totality. So that we can be in submission to Him. In every area of our lives.
Friends,
time is running out. We can see this world is going absolutely wonky.
People can barely afford to.
Many people can barely afford to put a loaf of bread on their table in the evening.
I sit here and look at these WhatsApp
prayer requests that come up here on the screen here in the evening.
Friends, I can't believe that some people actually live under these circumstances.
I'm saying to you tonight, friends, there's one way for us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, so that He can add everything else unto you.
We need to form a relationship with Him. To accept Him into our lives as our personal Savior and to repent and turn our back on the wicked ways of this world. There is no other alternative, friends.
As much as people don't want to hear it, it's hell.
It's either heaven, and you don't want to end up in hell where you will
and
be
you
tormented.
Don't want to end up in hell
eternity,
where you will be tormented
with nobody to help you.
With nobody to
you
help
you, will not even have a log to rest on.
You will not even have a log
as your security. You know, like the log that they were resting on. Security.
You know, like
the log
that
they were resting
on. When the Titanic sank,
or hanging on to
in the
Titanic sank.
Everyone, all they wanted was a log just to be able to hang on to.
All they wanted was a log just to be able to hang on to.
You will have nothing to hang on to.
You will have nothing to hang on to.
Satan will have left you.
Satan will have left you.
You will have no security.
You will have no security.
You will just be tormented forever and forever.
You will just be tormented
forever and forever
and forever.
Friends, you don't want that for you and your
family.
Friends,
you don't want that for you and your family.
I'm urging you to soften that heart.
I'm urging you to soften that heart
before the Lord.
Humble yourselves before the Lord.
Come unto repentance.
And come unto repentance.
And come unto salvation in the name of Jesus.
Come unto salvation in the name of Jesus.
Friends, this will be the most important decision that you have ever made in your life.
I can tell you, do not believe in this world.
This world is full of ungodliness.
This world is full of ungodliness and temptations.
Watch the company that you're mixing with. There is no perfect Christian. So do not allow your view of a church or of Christians to spoil your relationship with the Lord, or to jeopardize your eternity within the kingdom of heaven.
If you are looking for perfection here on this earth, you are not going to find it in any pastor, in any church. It is for us to get out there and pray for one another and pray for our churches
and ask the Lord to help our pastors and our missionaries and our evangelists to
speak the truth.
It's not all about honey and roses, friends.
It's not all about honey and roses,
friends. When we turn our backs on Him and we turn around and say, Lord, I want nothing to do with You.
Friends, that's a deadly mistake to make.
Friends,
on the other hand, friends, He's a mighty God and He loves us and He's
full with compassion
and He loves
us
full with compassion
and He wants you and I
everywhere
to prosper. In every way.
In every
and to
way.
You out there that are
in
Christians already.
And to you out there that
this,
are Christians already.
This Psalm 16 verse
this,
8.
This Psalm 16 verse
learn
8.
Learn it.
Recite it.
Learn
day
it.
In and day out.
Recite it. Day
and
in
let
and
it
day
become
out.
A way of life for you.
And let
where
it become a way of life
to the
for
Lord
you.
And you,
where you fully
and you allow
submit
the Lord
to the Lord
to run
you,
with your
and
day.
And you allow the Lord to run
and
with
you tell
your day.
The Lord, Lord, this
and you
is what your
word says.
Lord, this is what your word
says.
Always before me,
because
He is
at my right hand.
I shall not be moved.
And ask the Lord to guide your steps and lighten up your path.
Ask the Lord to guide your steps
and
lighten up your path
for you and your family
and
everybody.
For you
and
your family
and everybody.
And you say your prayers every morning before the first person leaves home.
Say your prayers. And hand your day as well as that of your households
and hand your day
as well as that of your households over to the Lord.
So that you can come and rest in Him. So that you can come
and
rest in Him.
And so that you can receive the peace
that
surpasses all understanding from the Lord.
That surpasses all understanding from the Lord.
So that He can fill you through the power of the Holy Spirit.
So that He can fill you through the power of the Holy Spirit.
With an inner godly joy.
From no one.
That you can receive from no one.
Than our
absolutely
Lord Jesus
nobody
Christ,
through the power of the Holy Lord Jesus Christ.
Friends,
through
the I want to urge you tonight
with a sense
friends,
of urgency.
I want to urge you tonight
do not
with a sense of urgency.
Do not wait another day.
Hand your life
do not
over
wait
to the Lord
another day.
Hand your life
form a relationship
and
with Him.
And
come and run into
a relationship with Him.
As He stands with wide open arms ready to receive you
with wide open arms ready to receive you.
Just now, I'm
going to
be saying a prayer.
It's called the sinner's prayer.
It's called a sinner's prayer.
From the way you are,
repent.
From the way you
form a relationship,
repent.
Begin a relationship.
Form a relation and begin a relationship with the Lord.
You're listening to Clinton Hall. You're listening to CCFM 107.5. CCFM 107.5.
CCFM 107.5.
Well, friends, if you've taken a decision or ready to take a decision for Christ tonight, then
don't let this moment pass you by. Make the right decision. Time to decide.
And friends, no matter what we may think or not think, that is the right decision when you take a decision for Christ to form a relationship with Him. So if you'd like to do that tonight, why don't you say this prayer with me? I will guide you. Dear Lord Jesus, I come before you in a most humble manner tonight to say thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for dying on the cross so that my sins can be forgiven tonight. Thank you for your resurrection for my justification so that I can be declared righteous in your eyes. Help me to form a relationship with you that will go from strength to strength. Help me to never turn my back on you, Lord, but to continue to seek your face, your kingdom and its righteousness first so that everything else can be added unto me. Please guide my steps and lighten up my path day in and day out. Help me to get to love you the best way that I can get to love you. Help me to get to know you the best way that I can get to know you. Thank you for this opportunity tonight to be able to commit my life to you. And thank you for answering my prayers. In the name of Jesus I pray. Amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed that prayer this evening, I just want to tell you that you've taken an absolutely bold step for Christ tonight. And I want to tell you, throughout your walk with the Lord, the more you stick your neck out for the Lord, the more you will receive and you will get to feel and enjoy the power of the Holy Spirit that is within you and get to know the Holy Spirit that is within you. And I want to say, friends, do not be embarrassed about the name of the Lord. He's not the man upstairs. He's not my brother. He's not my friend. He's the Almighty God who sent His one and only Son, one and only begotten Son, to die on the cross, that whoever believes in Him shall have everlasting life. Just remember, friends, to die is Christ, and to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Just remember that, friends, so you win both ways, both ways. And if you've taken a decision for Christ tonight, friends, I want to tell you, it's a bold decision in the name of Jesus. And every time you stick your neck out for Him, you will become more and more bold and use His name and give Him thanks in front of other people. Instead of thanking the world, you'll be thanking the Lord. And you will see it will bring your peace into a new type of peace that you don't know or have never known. A peace that surpasses all understanding.
So just continue to communicate with him as often as possible. And I want to encourage you to get involved in a church where they speak about Jesus dying on the cross for your sins and his resurrection for your justification. And get involved in a small group where you'll learn to pray in front of other people and learn to support one another. And there you'll also find out that you aren't the only one that is going through a difficult time. Friends, I can tell you, if you had to see these requests, prayer requests that have come up on the screen here, it's quite something to look at. Quite something to look at. It humbles me every time, and it gives me a heart of absolute gratitude towards the Lord when I see these prayer requests that come up here. For the blessings that He has showered me and my family with. Friends, and every one of us receive God's blessings in one way or another. Let us count them and cherish them and give Him thanks in all things. Friends, I think it's time for us to pray for our country, our land, and our people, and all these prayer requests that have come up here on the screen this evening. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you once again in a most humble manner to say thank you for just loving us, for your inseparable love, that unconditional love. Thank you, Lord, for your compassion upon us. Thank you that you're long-suffering, Lord, that you've given each and every one of us opportunity after opportunity, time after time, for us to commit our lives to you. Thank you for your patience. So tonight, Lord, as we come before you, all these people that have committed their lives to you and have decided to form a relationship with you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, will you bless that relationship in your own special and mighty way, Lord? And may each and every one of these people never turn their back on you. May their relationship with you become so strong. And may the power of the Holy Spirit work within them in such a way that they will radiate an inner godly joy that can come from nobody else but the Holy Spirit. And may they radiate with your light and your love. And may people just, may this just become so contagious that people just get jealous and that they want what each of us have in Jesus Christ. Lord, I want to pray for each and every prayer request that have come up here this evening and for each and every person involved in these prayer requests. Lord, you know their circumstances, their situations, their lives, what they are about. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask for restoration where restoration is needed. Where relationships are breaking up, where people are being unfaithful, where there's just separation within the home, within the friendships, within work, within business, within day-to-day lives. Heavenly Father, I pray for restoration in Jesus' mighty name. And there are people here, Lord, who need healing so badly, Lord Jesus. I want to pray that you'll take your mighty healing hands and rub them all over their bodies, their minds, their spirits, in each and every area of their lives, so that your will and purpose for their lives can take place. Each and every one of us, Lord Jesus, need healing in one or other area of our lives. And you know exactly where to rub your mighty healing hands in all the right places, which only you know about, to bring about these godly and mighty healings in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, and then we pray in the name of Jesus for provision. There are people out here who don't know where their next meal is coming from. People out here that are looking for accommodation. People out here that are just struggling. They don't know which way to turn. There's no work. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, will you help them in the right direction to be able to be provided for, Lord?
Help them to use their gifts and their talents to the fullest in the most godly and effective way possible. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, that you will, that each and every one of us that have, no matter who we are, that you will help us to have a heart of compassion towards those who don't have, and have a heart of generosity towards those who don't have. Help us not to just judge, Lord Jesus, and say this person's going to do that with the money and that person's going to do this with the money that is given to them, but let us have a heart of compassion, because any of us could be in that situation tomorrow. Our homes could be burnt down and we will be begging on the neighbor's door for a shower and for a plate of food. So let us not think that we are above anybody else. Let us all humble ourselves. Let us enjoy each other for who we are. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, for our country, our land, our people, Lord Jesus, for, I want to pray for the salvation of our nation in its entirety, Lord. I want to pray for the repentance of each and every one of us, Lord, in our day-to-day living. And I want to pray, Lord Jesus, for godly guidance, Lord. I want to pray that our leadership within the country, from our president all the way down to the most junior person in school who's becoming a leader, to lead and guide and pass godly laws and lead us and guide us in a godly direction day in and day out. And I want to pray, Lord, that each and every potential rule, regulation, law or bylaw that people want to have passed that is not in line with your will and purpose for our land, our country, our people, our world, and in line with your word, that each and every one of these potential rules, regulations, laws or bylaws will just be crucified and paralyzed, never to raise their heads again. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray for each and every person, Lord Jesus, who has a job. I want to pray and ask, Lord, that you will help them to do their jobs to the best of their ability, as though they are doing their jobs for you and not for the world. And that includes me, Lord. Help me to do it as well. Let us cherish and give you thanks and appreciate what you have given us and what you are doing for us. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, that you'll stir the heart of each and every person, each and every business owner, each and every boss who is not paying their staff. They are using people to make money and they are not paying people their wages. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, stir their hearts to such an extent that they have no option but to turn from this wicked way and pay their staff their dues. I want to pray, Lord, that each and every action, deed, plan, effort, work to bring about an order, a worldly order, a one world government where we are meant to worship an individual or another God. If that is to come about, Lord, I pray that it will just be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Every effort, every action, every deed to silence the church and silence the proclamation of the gospel, may those efforts, those works, those actions, those deeds just be paralyzed in its entirety and crucified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I want to pray for all the people that are being persecuted. Heavenly Father, for proclaiming the gospel and worshiping the one and only true God. Heavenly Father, will you be by their side? Will you protect them, shelter them under your wings? And may their faith just grow from strength to strength, Lord. May they not turn their back on you, but believe in you more and more each day. I want to pray, Lord Jesus, for the people that are persecuting them, that you will stir their hearts to such an extent that they will also come unto repentance and salvation. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Bless our country, our land, our people. In the name of Jesus we pray this all tonight. And thank you that we can turn to you, Lord, day in and day out, just knowing that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords, and that when we turn to you and we put in our, and our prayers are in line with your will and purpose for our lives, we just know, Lord, and thank you that you are going to answer our prayers. And thank you that you want us to prosper in the way that you want us to prosper. Glory be your name, Lord. In the name of Jesus we pray tonight. Amen and amen.
You're tuned into Time to Decide with Clinton Hall on CCFM 107.5.
CCFM 107.5.
Here's Sanctus Real and Confidence. Well, friends, thank you for joining me, Clinton Hall, on Time to Decide right here on CCFM 107.5 this evening. Have a blessed week ahead. Please don't forget to say your prayers before the first person leaves the house or the flat or the room or the home in the morning. And hand your day as well as that of your households over to the Lord, and come and rest in him and get on with your day in the name of Jesus, and get out there and go and work as though you are working for the Lord, and do your best. Have a heart of gratitude and count your blessings and thank him no matter what. Thank him in all things. Up next is the Afrikaans segment. Good night and God bless.